Good afternoon. Thank you for staying with us, Good News Community Radio. Welcome to our program, The Audio Mag. Today, we have a lovely guest with us. We are going to speak to Juanita from a charitable organization called Hands for Heart. Good afternoon, Juanita.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me, Cookie, and Good News Radio as well. And good afternoon to the listeners.
Juanita, can you tell our listeners what is Hands for Hearts?
It is a non-profit organization, and it has the objectives to reach individuals or groups or organizations that are in need. So we try to make or develop corporate relationships as well to engage with us in order to support some of our projects, such as food donations or fundraising, so that we can assist those that are in need. We also try and connect with other NPOs and collaborate with them so that we can have a broader impact, such as like LoveMark, that does upskilling of the unemployed. So basically, we are trying to encourage lots of people to help us so that we can help those that are in need.
That's wonderful. What's your involvement in this organization?
Okay, so we do volunteer work. So we have like a WhatsApp group that if anyone wishes to join, they can help make sandwiches. For instance, we do sandwiches on a Tuesday, and or join us on our Facebook or Instagram page where you can see what we are doing and how to help. So I'm the chair lady, so I just basically run all the projects that we've got, such as the feeding schemes, filling, also infrastructure, like in children's homes. We work a lot with children's homes, need help. And, yeah, I just run all the projects.
And who do you work with?
Different organizations. So mostly we work with the homeless that are in shelters in the Point area. We also work with some of the creches in the CBD. And as I've mentioned before, some of the children's homes that are really battling at the moment. You know, since COVID, private donations have dwindled dramatically. So, like the one home that we work with has huge utility bills that they just can't pay. So we try and support them with food and clothing and furniture donations, whatever we can get. So recently, got a donation of money, which we were able to improve one of the homes at the children's home. We also collaborate with other NPOs that obtain like huge food donations like SA Harvest. So we're able to tap into that and provide like staples like and fresh fruit and vegetables to those that are in need. We also have other organizations that we deal with, like youth missions that distribute on our behalf in the outer areas in Durban where there is a great need at the moment. We have like weekly donations of bread that we obviously distribute to the shelters. And another NPO funds us every week with a hot cooked meal that we distribute in the shelters. So God has really blessed us in order to help those that are in need.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. How do one get involved or volunteer if they're interested to join Hands for Heart?
Well, as I said, our social media, we have a Facebook page and a Instagram page. They can log on to those if they want to contact me through those or make a donation. All our banking details are on there. But as I said, if they would like to join our WhatsApp group in case they want to make sandwiches or make a donation or join one of our projects, they can do so by contacting me.
That was wonderful, Juanita. It was great having you here on Good News Community Radio.
Oh.
I wish after this program you get more hands for Hands for Heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cookie. I really appreciate it.
And it's great having you. Goodbye and God bless.
Bye.
Bye.